that are important. Text 7. It says, Atrama Shamshayo Bhuyan Shrotum Kautu Halam Prabho. So, how does he address the Supreme Lord, his spiritual master? My dear Lord Sukadeva Goswami. So it's not just lip service, but he feels that in his heart towards his spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami, and he's addressing, my dear Lord Sukadeva Goswami. And then there is a samshaya, there are doubts. Samshaya. So I have doubts. There seems to be some contradictions here. But I don't want to just make some conclusions about these contradictions. I want to ask you, please help me. So he's saying, these contradictions have caused me great doubt, and they have made me eager to hear of this from you. So there are contradictions in life, there are many contradictions. Like here, Parikshit Maharaj is facing one such contradiction. Even in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, 7, Arjuna, the first verse where he says, I am bewildered about my duty. Please, I am accepting you as my spiritual master. Please instruct me. So in that long purport, Prabhupada writes that this material world is a cause for bewilderment. Just like how a forest fire, nobody starts a forest fire, it just happens. So this the ways of the material world are such that there is always bewilderment. And so Arjuna, he approaches Krishna, that I'm not able to rise above these doubts by myself. Please, you know, help me. I am accepting you as my spiritual master, please instruct me. So this long purport, you can read, very beautiful purport, 2.7. Prabhupada writes about approaching a bona fide spiritual master, who is a bona fide spiritual master, why, if we want to solve the real problems of life, why we should approach a bona fide spiritual master. So it's a beautiful purport. The initial surrender of Arjuna, like the relationship changes from, you know, like a friendly relationship to a spiritual master-disciple relationship. And the basis of that relationship is hearing from the spiritual master. So what are we seeing here? There is bewilderment, eagerness to hear, to come to position beyond doubt. So this is the qualification of a disciple, some of the qualifications of a disciple. But it's a relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple. And when a bona fide spiritual master, he sees a bona fide disciple, you know, there's like fire. You read a few verses ago, or actually while I was in New Vrindavan, we were reading this beautiful verse. Yeah. How there is the fire is there in the wood, and when it comes in contact, it ignites. So similarly, the bona fide spiritual master and the bona fide disciple, there is a natural relationship. And so when a bona fide spiritual master, he sees such an eager, you know, enthusiastic personality, disciple, then what happens to him? What is his disposition? So in text 8, he's saying, Sri Sada Goswami says, Maharaj Parikshit's very intelligent question, samprashnam, the perfect question. So the spiritual master and disciple relationship, tadvijnanartham saguram eva bigachet. Not just the mundane questions, but when one is ready to inquire about the absolute truth, who am I, then one approaches the bona fide spiritual master. The perfect questions, perfect answers, there's a book of Prabhupada. So some prashnam, so he's clarifying, Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami is appreciating, beautiful question, your very intelligent question, beautiful question. Sukadeva Goswami, the most powerful sage, Bhagavan Badarayini is his name. So he is addressed as the most powerful, or Bhagavan, the spiritual master, like we sing in the Guru Vashtakam, Shakshad Dharitvena Samastha Shastraya. So the spiritual master is regarded as good as the Lord. So here, Shukadeva Goswami, the most powerful sage, began answering his disciple with great affection. Nishamya Shraddhadhanasya. So the translation is Shraddhadhanasya, of his disciple who was so faithful in understanding the truth. So this is the qualification of a disciple, like we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam, right? Shraddhadhanasya, this refrain comes again and again. So when the spiritual master, he sees this disciple who is most, who is faithful, who wants to hear, from him, not from him, it's not like he wants to hear from me, he wants to hear the message of the Supreme Lord coming through the parampara. So it's not an ego trip for the spiritual master. He is very eager, he's very happy, he's very, merciful to the disciple, because the disciple wants to connect to the Supreme Lord. And he is just an instrument of the Supreme Lord. So he takes his place. And hearing from the parampara, he transparently presents the same message. So it's a beautiful combination. A disciple, another qualification is hearing with faith. So here, then what from the spiritual master's side? Great affection. He has great affection for such a disciple. Anyway, the Vaishnava, he is affectionate towards all living entities. So we should not get confused about that. He has love like the Supreme Lord. He doesn't envy anyone, nor does he, favor anyone. The pure devotee Vaishnava, he is also similarly inclined. But yathā mām prapadyante, but if somebody is really favorably inclined to learning about the Supreme Lord, then he becomes excited, eager, because here is this eager candidate, and the spiritual master, he showers all his blessings upon the disciple, and he speaks with affection, he's affectionate. Like how we read earlier, from the disciple's side, he should consider, right? I think earlier we were reading the same canto. He should consider, he should look upon his spiritual master as his well-wisher, as his friend, like that. So it's the other way around as well. The spiritual master-disciple relationship. Yeah. So it's not Sakya Rasa, it's Dasya Rasa. But there is, of course, there is Vatsalya, one can say. The spiritual master, he has affection like he might have an affection for a, spiritual son or a daughter that he has taken shelter. His affection. Yeah. And in the next verse, Sukadeva Goswami said, O King, I shall speak to you the same history I have heard from the mouths of Vyasadev, Narada and Devala. Please listen with attention. So again, this is the system of the parampara. Sukadeva Goswami is not making something up. He is sharing with Maharaj Parikshit, please listen with attention, because I am bringing a message from the parampara. I have heard this from Narada Muni. I have heard this from Vyasadev. I have heard this from Devala Rishi. Same thing. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in many, many of his bhajans, he says, right? Boro sukher ka bor gai, boro sukher ka bor gai. He says, I have brought this great news. I brought this news of happy tidings. So it's not his news. So he's saying, there is a magnanimous Lord, Lord Nityananda, he has come to open the marketplace of the holy name. Anyways, that's the mood of the Acharya, the spiritual master. That this is a very, this will enliven you. This will help you re-establish your relationship with the Supreme Lord. So it's a very important message. Because Brahmanda Brahmidekona Bhagyavanji, we've been, wandering in this so many universes, in so many life forms. But somehow or the other, we have come in contact with the pure devotee, spiritual master. So it's very, very rare. And by coming in contact with such a personality, one's dormant attraction for Krishna, it becomes awakened again. So that's the essence of these, you know, verses 7, 8, 9. Anyway, time is short, but we can discuss more about these verses. But in these three verses, the qualifications of the disciple, the qualification of the spiritual master, not just the qualifications, but their, you know, their rasa, their mood is also there. Everything is there in these three verses. Nityananda Prabhu, today there's, how much do I have? 8:15 or 8:30 or? But okay, so it's 8:20, 8:17 now. So we read this purport, text 10. So what we'll do is, in the interest of time, we will have a discussion in the 10 minutes that remains. And then the speaker that is speaking on Monday, if they don't mind, they can go into the purport of text 10. But we read the text and the purport, very powerful message there as well. But I want to leave some time for discussion, if anybody has any comments, questions. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Maharaj Parikshit? Correct, yeah. Okay, so let me repeat the question. We understand, you know, there are 9 processes of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Darshyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. And our acharyas also explain that they gave indications of personalities that perfected their lives through one of these processes of devotional service, like Prahlad Maharaj, Smaranam. So we understand that Parikshit Maharaj, he perfected perfected himself by the process of hearing, and Sukadeva Goswami by the process of speaking. But then we also understand, or I made a statement, however, that Maharaj Parikshit is already they are Mahabhagavata devotees, they are perfected souls. So did they perfect themselves by the process, or were they already perfected? That's the question, is that correct? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. I'd like to answer it in this way. Even in the realms of perfection, there is perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. So this is one of those apparent contradictions, you know, like the chicken or the egg, which came first. Did they become perfect by hearing and speaking Bhagavatam, or were they already perfect before they spoke and heard? Let's take a step back. I mean, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, he compiled all of the Vedas, right? And then he was instructed by Narada Muni to compose one literature that exclusively glorifies Krishna. And he composed Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vyasadeva, he entrusted different sections of the Vedas to different personalities. And he understood that Srimad Bhagavatam is the crest jewel of all the Vedic literature. And he ascertained that if anybody is qualified, it is Sukadeva Goswami to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam, or entrust Srimad Bhagavatam with him. So he heard from Vyasadeva Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, Sukadeva Goswami was ready to, you know the whole pastime. firstly was very hesitant to come out of the womb of his mother because he was afraid that he would be captured again by the illusory energy. He was very like Prabhupada would say, healthily fearful. Healthily fearful. But at the request of the Supreme Lord and the Vaishnavas, he came out. And then as soon as he came out again, but then the impulse was so strong that again he left, he went to the forest. He stole anything. And somehow or the other, beautifully Vyasadeva, he brought him back. Getting into the details here. But Vyasadeva, it is mentioned that he entrusted some of these, the Chatushloki verses. And he entrusted some cowherd boys that were, in the forest. He asked them to chant these verses. And so these cowherd boys, they were chanting these verses. And when Sukadeva Goswami heard those verses, wow, what is that? That's amazing. And then he came back. So one can say, well, I mean, for him to recognize all these things, right? Srimad Bhagavatam verses, he had to be already on the platform. And he came back. And then Vyasadeva, we instructed him. And of course, and then by actually then, reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, he further, one can say, further perfected his life. Like that. Similarly, Maharaj Parikshit, we hear about him when he was born, his chart was done by, the sages. And Maharaj Yudhishthira was, he was only interested in one thing. His interest was, well, great, he has all these amazing qualities, but will he follow in the footsteps of his ancestors? Meaning, his ancestors, who are like pure devotees of the Lord, will he follow them? And specifically he also asks, because he could be a pure devotee, but will he also be a kshatriya, pure devotee? Will he be a king and will he be a pure devotee like that? And that was the assurance that was given to him. So he was right from the childhood. Even while he was in the womb, Maharaj Parikshit, his mother Uttara prayed to Krishna. And Lord Krishna personally, he came and he protected him. And the name, and Krishna gave him his vision. And his name Parikshit, because he was so attached to the Supreme Lord when that happened, that he was always examining when he came out, he was examining Parikshit. Is this Krishna? Is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So he was already on the platform. And again, so as we also understand, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, like Arjuna, Krishna used Arjuna as an instrument to speak Bhagavad Gita. Parikshit Maharaj was the chosen one. Similar thing. So this, the cursing of the young Brahmana boy, when he was ruling his kingdom perfectly, there was no question about religiosity. But then this, out of nowhere, this thing happened. And our Acharyas explain that Maharaj Parikshit putting the snake on the Brahmana's neck was not influenced by the external energy. It's not Mahamaya, it's Yogamaya. It was influenced by the internal potency. Kali Yuga is about to approach. Srimad Bhagavatam, like the sages ask, after Krishna's disappearance, where will religious principles take shelter? Where will they reside? And they say Srimad Bhagavatam is this brilliant Purana, as you go on book distribution, it's as brilliant as the sun. And it has just appeared after the disappearance of Krishna to give people direction in the age of Kali who are lost. So Sukadeva Goswami was the chosen one to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That So he was already on the, he was already attached, he was already on that platform. But again, there is, you know, stages, or there are levels of perfection, one can say. And he just heard Srimad Bhagavatam and perfected his life. The elaborate answer. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, nice question. Anything else? Okay, so then meditate upon the meaning of these verses, 7, 8, 9, spiritual master-disciple relationship, or Vaishnava relationship, you know. Srila Prabhupada is all of our spiritual masters. So if we don't have not accepted, you know, spiritual master formally, it doesn't mean that this verse does not apply to us. You know, Srila Prabhupada is always there for all of us. Okay. So thank you all very much. So we'll continue with text 10 again on Monday. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
While we are getting ready, you will get a sheet that has the beautiful bhajan, Parama Karuna. Jagdanda Prabhu will lead us.
Mridanga. If there is a mridanga, no mridanga, help mridanga. Thank you. Krishna. So this is a bhajan by Lord Chanadas Thakur. Read the translation. Translation. Text 1. The two lords, Nithai Gaurachandra, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. Bhajo bhajo bhai chaitanya nithai sudhrida vishwasakuri vishaya chadiya serase majiya mukhe bolo hari hari. My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hari Hari, without any motive. Dekho ure bhai, tribhuvane nai, imena dayala data, pashu pakhi jure, pashana vidare, suni jara, kunagatha. My dear brother, just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt. Samsare majiya rohile puriya seyapade nahilo asha apana kharama bhunjaye samana kohoye lochanadasa. But Lochanadasa regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification, since I have no attractions for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Then Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. Okay.
परम करुणा बहु दुर्जमा नित्य गौर चंद्र 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 सब अवतारा सरशिवमानी केवलानंद कुंदा भज भज केवलानंद कुंदा भज भज चैतन्यताय सुदृढ़ विश्वास भज भज भाई चैतन्यताय सुदृढ़ विश्वास विषय चरिया सेरा से मजिया मुखे बोलो हरि हरि विषय चरिया से मजिया मुखे बोलो हरि हरि देखो रे भाई त्रिभुवन पशु पाखी जुरे पशानंदरे सुनी जरा गुण गाथा पशु पाखी जुरे पशानंदरे सुनी जरा गुण गाथा संसार मजिया पुरिया से कद नो आशा संसार मजिया पुरिया से कद नो आशा अपना करम जय समना लोचन दासा अपना करुंजय समाना को लोचन दासा परम करुणा बहु दुर्जमा गौर चंद्र परम करुणा बहु दुर्जमा गौरचंद्र हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा